One, two, here we go. Welcome to the latest Guitar Noise Podcast. My name is David Hodge. I'm the managing editor of Guitar Noise, www.guitarnoise.com on the internet. So if you're ready, grab your guitars, pencil, and we'll get started. Today we're going to get started on using the things that we've been learning throughout all of these strumming podcasts in a more practical manner, meaning that we're going to use them in actual songs. Now, there's a good point and a bad point to this. The good point is the fact that you'll get to use the things that you've been learning and see how it all ties in together. The bad point is that because of the things with copyright and things like that, we're going to have to use some traditional songs. But that's not really all that bad a point because of the fact that there are a lot of really cool traditional songs out there. And like this one that we're going to be using today, which is called Handsome Molly. Some people may know it as I Wish I Was in London. It's been recorded by many people. I first heard it my freshman year of college. Dave Bromberg came to town and did a show, and he played this in our radio interview. And a friend of mine who was in on the radio interview taught it to me, and I've been playing it ever since. It's basically just three chords, G, C, and D, or a better way of putting it, it's going to go from G to D, and then to C, and back to G. On the Guitar Noise blog, you'll see a kind of a cheat sheet there for this, and I'm going to go over it a couple of times with you to make sure that you've got it so that we can get started. It's, again, very, very easy song. Every chord that I've written out over the first verse is four beats long. So we're going to start out with three repetitions of G, so it'll be 12 beats of G. And then I'll go to D, and I'll stay on D for 12 beats if I'm counting it correctly. And then go to C for 4, and back to G for 4. So, it should be something like this, and please forgive the vocals. And we'll also take it really, really slowly. 1, 2, 3. I wish I was in London. Some other seaport town. I'd set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean round. While sailing on the ocean, of handsome Molly, wherever she may be. All right, now we'll try it this time without the vocals and just do it kind of slow. And if those of you who have already picked up on this, I'm doing a very, very basic strum on the first beat and going down with a full chord. And then on the second, third, and fourth beats, I'm just going down, up, down, up, down, up. Okay, so it's 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and. Doesn't get too much simpler. Okay? So, 1, 2, 3, 4, G. And another G. One more. Now we're going to go to D. Another D, then one more, now C, and back to G. And then the next line starts, so it'd be G, 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 D, D again, and one more, and finally C, and back to G. Okay, you with me so far? All right, let's pick up the pace a little bit. So one, two, three, I wish I was in London, some other seaport town. Set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean round. Just sailing on the ocean while sailing on the sea. Think of handsome Molly, wherever she might be. Okay, still with me. All right. Now, in and of itself, we should consider that an accomplishment because we kept time, we made the chord changes, and the strumming wasn't all that bad. But again, what we are looking for is to make it a little bit more interesting, to get to the point where we're making things a little more musical and adding our own little touches here and there along the way. So the first thing that I want to do is to not stray too far from the basic. I'm going to want to change up my strumming a little bit. So I'm going to give a bass note for my first beat. One, two, and three, and four. We're going to use that old thing that we've been doing all the time. We're going to hit our bass note on one, and then two and is coming down and up. Three, we're going to skip and just catch the and four and. So for the G chord, it's going to be one, two, and three, and four and. One, two, and three, and four and. One, two, and. So let's see if we can do a whole verse, four lines, basically, of this and see how it goes. So one, two, three, I wish I was in London or some other seaport town. I set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean round. Sailing on the ocean, just sailing on the sea. Think of handsome Molly, heard the first time I went from the D, that I actually hit the open A string once instead of the D as my root note, and maybe you didn't notice, and I'm pointing out a mistake that isn't really a mistake. But that's the whole point again. You're going to make mistakes. Don't worry. Don't panic. The main thing is to keep through and playing it. Chances are nobody else is hearing it either. So as long as you don't make a big deal about it, nobody else will. All right. Now, let's pick up the pace in that style a little bit. So again, we're going to be two and three and four and one. Okay, here we go. I wish I was in London, some other seaport town, and set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean. Now, one of the things that's important while you're strumming, and particularly if you're strumming and singing the song, is to not get yourself so flustered because you've got too many things to do. So one of the reasons why I have been singing this song is to give you an idea of where the spaces are. Okay? So, for instance, you know, wish I was in London. There's a bit of a space there. Not much. Some other seaport town. There's a bit of a space there, but not much. Set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean around. Again, not much there either. Okay. But they do occur in places where we can take advantage of the small spaces, no matter how slight they are, in order to give us a chance to try something, do something a little bit different. One of the first things that we can do that's a little different than the basic strumming is to use different variations of D when we get to our D chord, such as D sus 4, adding our pinky to the third fret of the high E string. So if I start out with a D, I get 1, 2, and 3. You can hear how I'm adding that onto the last half of the third beat. So we're going 1, 2, and 3, and then adding the pinky, and 4, and. Now, I could also take it off on that and of 4. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and. It really, it works both ways. So if we go 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1. The time I left it on. It's a personal choice. It's a matter, you know, again, of what you like or, you know, whether or not you remember it. You know, so if you forget, it's no big deal. Okay, so let's try adding that D sus 4 when we get to our D. We'll add it on the last half of the third beat. So let me try the whole thing first. 1, 2, 3, G. I wish I was in London. Now add, set my foot on the steamship and sail the ocean around. Sailing on the ocean, sailing on the sea. Think of handsome Molly. Sounding a little bit better. Now, how about if we add a couple more bass notes to our G chord when we're playing? So what I'm going to do is for our G pattern, I'm going to go 1, 2, and, like we've been doing. But on 3, I'm going to do a hammer on the open A, using my index finger to get the second fret of the A string. Okay. And then finishing up, that will be 3 and 4 and. So you get 1, 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2 and 3 and 1. Now, you'll notice that what this means is that when I get to the D, I'm technically changing my pattern up because I'm not going to be hitting anything on that third beat as the downstroke. So, oh my God, this means that one strumming pattern isn't going to work for the whole song. What are we going to do? That's the whole point. The point is that you want to be able to change gears whenever you feel comfortable doing it and whenever you feel it's appropriate. The more you can get yourself an automatic pilot, the more you're going to enjoy the song. So, and again, these things that we're working on are my suggestions. You should feel free, as soon as you're done with this podcast, to try it any way you want to and see what happens. Okay? So, here we go with our G. We're going to go 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and D, 2, and 3. Thank you. back to our G. Except for I missed it. Good catch. Okay. All right. That's what we're going to try to do without the silly mistake that I put in there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. I wish I was in London. Some other seaport town. I'd set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean around. Just sailing on the ocean, sailing on the sea. Think of how tomorrow, pick up the pace on that one a little bit. Okay, so 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. I wish I was in London. Some other seaport town. Set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean round. Sailing on the ocean. Sailing on the sea. Bit. Sorry about that. But that makes me think, well, why the hell not use something like that? 1. It certainly seems kind of that. What do we got? 1, 2, and 3. And so we're missing the 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1. So our hammer is now moved on to 4. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1. 2, and 3, and 4. Now that actually sounds kind of nice too, doesn't it? And that's making it a little bit more of a steadier pattern all the way through. You know, again, potato, potato, depends on what you like. What I also like to do is on the C chord is to not just make it so stagnant. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1. So 1 is our bass note. 2 and, I'm going to go down and up on the chord. 3 is the second fret of the A string. We're going to do a little walking bass line. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1. So again, for the C, we've got 1, 2, and 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3. All right. It's a lot to remember. Let's see if we can do it anyway. Again, whatever strumming pattern is floating your boat at this point, that's perfectly fine. Just change them around. See what happens. 1, 2, and 3. I wish I was in London. Some other seaport town. I'd set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean round. Sailing on the ocean. Sailing on the sea. Think of how tomorrow. Isn't bad either. All right. I think I might want to make the C a little bit more interesting. 1, 2, and 3. Use a little bit of a pedal point on the open G string. So we've got 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. doesn't sound bad either. It fills up the space a little bit more. So let's try all that. One, two, and three. I wish I was in London. Some other seaport town. I'd set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean. Sailing on the sea. Think of how Somali, wherever she may be. Okay. Now, we've got a lot going on here already. And I don't want to, you know, really freak you out by saying we can do a lot more. But the thing is that we can do a lot more. The trick is really to pick and choose when you want to do more. Okay? For instance, this is my G chord. And right now I'm going to do something that I don't think we've done yet. So it's always nice to have something new. I'm going to do what is technically a G suspended 4 or a G suspended. Yeah. Yeah, G suspended 4. What am I thinking? Anyway, I'm going to keep my ring finger on the high E string, where it sits normally when I play my G. Those of you who have your pinkies there, it's perfectly fine. In fact, those of you who have your pinkies make this really, really easy. If you play your G with your index finger free, all you need to do is drop your index finger down onto the first fret of the B string. Voila, G suspended. Those of you who make a G using your middle finger on the low string, your index finger on the A string, and your ring finger on the high string, keep your ring finger planted and pick up your other two fingers so that you can just shift over your index finger to the first fret of the B string. Same thing. You'll notice I'm just playing from the D string down, because usually I'm going to catch this on an upstroke. So one, two, and three. So doing the same thing that I was doing with the D suspended chord, only using a G suspended chord instead. Now what I'd like to do is I'd like to use this during the first line, the first two measures of G. Then on the third measure of G, I'd like to go back to the one that has the little bit of the swing one. Because I just like the way that that leads into the D. So, it would sound like one, two, and three. I wish I was in London. My foot on a steamship and sail the ocean, sailing on the ocean, sailing on the sea. Think of having someone wherever she. Hear that? Sounds very, very nice too. Now, what happens if I mix and match or get lost and I forget which one is which? Well, hopefully if I'm keeping the beat, nothing. So, I wish I was in London, some other seaport town. Send my crew on a steamship, sail the ocean. Got mixed up pretty well, actually. And as long as you're keeping the rhythm straight, it's not going to really matter. It's going to sound a lot more organic because of the fact that you're not sounding like a machine that's been programmed to play this measure once, that measure once. And That's the whole point of all of this. Now, how about that D chord? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, and. Well, doing that all the time is getting kind of boring. So, how about 1, 2, 3, 4, and. And what we're doing there is we've got D, the open D string, 1, 2, 3, 4, and. So the first beat is the open D just like we're doing. 2 is the B string, which are fingers on the 3rd fret. And is the G string, fingers on the 2nd fret. 3 and is going to be, we're going to go to our suspended and just pull off the little pinky so that we are left with our ring, no, not ring finger, our middle finger sitting on the 2nd fret. Very slowly, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, and the last time through, I started with the open E string, 1, 2, and open, and then hammered on my middle finger, 1, 2, 3, 4, and. So, putting those two measures together, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2. It's not too bad. So, let's try all three measures of D's. Very slowly, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 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 1. That's not bad at all. One more time with that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 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 1, 2, 3 One, two, three. I wish I was in London. Can't stress that you can end up doing this even more ways than we've just been scratching the surface. And again, I can't stress enough that there is no one right or one wrong way. When you get into it and you're playing, the last thing you want to be worried about is whether or not you're keeping the rhythm, because you want to know in your head that you've already got the rhythm and you're not doing anything that's going to really freak anybody out. So let's pick it up the pace slightly and just see how we go. Okay, and again, if I go off the beaten path, don't mind. Okay, one, two, three.
I wish I was in London, some other seaport town, setting my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean.
Okay, you're on your own for 2 weeks, but we'll pick it up from here.